Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultralife. This week, my guest is a lady I have been following on social media and just watching some of the fun stuff that she's doing. And she's putting on a race. And I thought, man, I got to get this gal on because she is just living life to the full and just want to hear more of her story. So without further ado, let's welcome in Melissa Landry. Melissa, you ready to go for a run?
Yes, thank you so much.
Awesome. It sounds like you're always ready to go for a run.
I really am. Seriously, if someone texts me, I'm game.
Wow, that is so awesome. So tell us a little bit about who is Melissa, what do you do, family, all that good stuff.
Okay. I am actually professionally a licensed professional counselor. I own my own business, a private practice in Galax, and then I also have an office in Abingdon in Virginia. So I've been doing that since 2008. Working in a lot of different variety of settings and helping people in this area. And I've also just always been an athlete in high school. I did a lot of team sports like volleyball and soccer and basketball, and just really loved the competition, really, and like the movement and the camaraderie that I found in a lot of sports. And so when I turned to adulthood and I'm going through my professional career, still looking for a way to like have a good, healthy coping skills and like get the movement and find camaraderie. And I've really found that in running. And so I've been running since like 2003, but like not consistently. I've started being more consistent after I had my first child, my son, in 2012. And then I got back into running and I found a lot of consistency there. And it's kind of taken off from there. And then had to take a pause because I had my second child, my daughter, in 2014. And that's when I kind of got into the ultra part of running.
That's
So two
awesome.
kids.
So two kids, and so they're now, let's see if I get it right, 12 and 10?
Well, 12 and 9. She'll be,
okay.
She has a birthday in the summer.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So you started running 2003, but jumped into the ultra scene 2014. So what made you jump into ultras?
Honestly, when I was really early in the running scene, I never fathomed that I would even run a 10K or a half marathon or a marathon. And so once I ran the 10K here in Galax, I ran the Danly 10K, which is put on by the local rec center. I was like, okay, well, if I can do that, then I want to try for a half marathon. So the Park Service here puts on the New River Trail Challenge, which is a triathlon. And so I joined as a team and I did the running half marathon portion. And then I was like, well, I loved it. I did the half marathon for my first time as part of the New River Trail Challenge. And I was like, well, if I can do a half marathon, then I'm halfway to a marathon. And so then I signed up to the Richmond Marathon in Virginia and I ran that.
That is awesome. So what year was that?
That was 2013. Yes.
Okay.
And then
amazing.
After the Richmond Marathon, I got pregnant with my daughter. And so everything took a pause, but when I kind of got the taste for it, then it was perfect timing. Cause then a year after she was born, I felt like I had good recovery. And it was also, I was 31. I was like, well, it's kind of perfect to run my first 50K on the New River Trail. I did the New River Trail 50K in 2015 and I was 31
Wow.
years old. So I did 31 miles for 31 years.
That's awesome. That is. So wait a second. So your first ultra was the New River Trail Races.
Yes.
And aren't you now the race director of the New River Trail
Yes.
Races? Okay.
Yeah. So
I was like, wait a second.
I know. Yes. Yeah. So, and at the time, like I would have never, if you had asked me then if I would be directing that race, I'd have been like, no, like no, I didn't even have that thought. But this race had two previous race directors. And so the first one was Annette Bednowski. And the second ones were Jason and Allison Bryant. Jason and Allison Bryant do Pilot Mountain Marathon. And I ran their race in February. And so with COVID in 2019 was the last time they had that race. I reached out to them in 2022 because I was like, you know, we're past COVID. Kind of want to bring this back to the area because I think it's a really good thing for this area. And so I reached out to them and the Park Service. I was like, what do you guys think about getting started back again? And I could do it if you want, you know, kind of
That's
like putting it
awesome.
out there. And then everybody said yes. And I'm like, all right, I'm doing it. Let's do it. So It is
That's
kind of awesome to
amazing.
have had that my first 50K, and then now I get to direct it.
That is so cool. But you have done a lot of the Yeti type of races, right?
Yes, that's kind of where I started with ultras, like after the Nürburgring Trail 50K and the 25K. And then with COVID and everything, I kind of got more into that because there was a lot of virtual options during COVID. And so kind of got into those, did a lot of Yeti races. And then I just wanted to kind of expand and see like what other races are out there. Like what are other terrains? What other difficult courses can I find? And I found a lot so far, and I don't want to stop exploring.
Exactly, that is awesome. What's been your favorite race so far?
Oh gosh. That's so hard because
Okay,
I've
for
tried to
favorite
do.
three or four, how's that?
Well, I've been trying to like expand my horizons to do different distances and different like types. So this year I did my first last person standing, which was the LC Enduro, and
Wow.
I loved the format. It was so hard. It's so difficult, but I really enjoyed it. And then I do like the time limit races, like the 8 hour races. I did the McClellan Madness 8 hour in Alabama. And I think I love every race that I do,
That's
honestly.
awesome.
Like,
That is
because
awesome.
I could go on and on. I was like, I'm thinking about URI. I did their 50K and I love that. And Mountain Masochist, I love that. And there's Iron Mountain. Like, all of them have such different terrains and different vibes that it makes it worth it to go out and do
Yeah.
different ones. It really does. But
That is awesome.
right
So,
now, like, all of my goals are heading towards Bridge to Bridge 240. So
oh my gosh, you're
that's
going to
what
do
my
that?
eyes are on. It'll be my second time this year. Yes.
Okay. That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about that run.
So the Tridge to Bridge 240 starts in Midland, Michigan, and then it goes to Mackinac City. So it kind of starts in the middle of Michigan, and then it ends at the bridge underneath the bridge of the Mackinac Bridge, which is, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful, and it's so hard, and it's unsupported. So you can't have any crew, no pacer. You have to get
Wow.
all your food and everything yourself. You mean you can't get in a car, you can't accept aid. So I loved it. I love the format and just kind of like you're out there being like a survivor, basically, like
Yeah.
without any help. And knowing that you can do that is just incredible to build confidence. But I think, I mean, you've done something similar that too,
Yeah,
right?
the Swami 200.
Yes.
So it
Did you
is
kind of get the
amazing.
same bowl, same like feeling from
Yep.
it?
Oh, definitely. I will run it every year. I mean, it's just the challenge of the logistics and keeping yourself moving forward when you don't feel like it and all that stuff. It's just everything thrown together and you get to do it in a race. And it's just, the alone time sometimes it's like, I don't like necessarily being alone time because I like people, but it's just some of the most peaceful times I think I've ever experienced in my entire life. It just, I, there's something magical about it. And I haven't figured out the words for it yet.
Right. Well, I think it for me, it just came about building confidence in
Yeah.
myself. Like, really, like, wow, I can really do this. Like, this is amazing. And it doesn't matter how slow I go. And if I take breaks,
Yep.
like, I can do it. And I think when you talked about like the logistics and figuring all that out, and that adds a whole another component, which is amazing because it kind of evens the playing field when you think about people who might have like a faster pace naturally.
Yeah.
Because the logistics can be huge in like your strategy in completing that race.
Yeah, this year Swami had some incredible athletes. And so like I'm at the start line sitting there going, what in the world am I doing here, man? These guys all look like athletes, look like runners, and here I am. And I still finished eighth, so
That's
I'm happy
amazing.
with it. So first uncrewed, because Swami allows you to have crews and uncrewed. And so I'm
Oh.
choosing to go uncrewed. This year I was joking with everybody. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna come back next year and do a crewed. But there's no way I'm going to because it's just the whole figuring out on your own, you're right. It evens the playing field and it makes it very intriguing to me to be
Oh,
able to do that.
definitely.
Yeah, that
Definitely.
whole area of Michigan though. So now you got me intrigued because
Oh,
that
it's
is
beautiful.
just beautiful. So what time
Yes.
of the year is that?
It's in July.
Okay, so it's
Yeah.
nice and warm and you got long days and everything. Aren't the mosquitoes like totally crazy up there though?
Well, I'm originally from Michigan, and so typically the mosquitoes really bother me, but I did not have any issues with them
Okay.
last year. So, which I was shocked, really. I don't know, maybe if I was sweating so much, I was so stinky that they just wanted to stay away from me. But normally I get eaten up when I'm up there.
Okay. How did you end up in Galax, Virginia from Michigan?
It's really kind of wild, but I feel like I've always been like a hybrid between the two states
Okay.
because that's what my parents are. So my mom is originally from Lynchburg, Virginia, and she went to Michigan. She had gotten a job at Dow Chemical in Midland. And that Midland's also where I was actually born there, which is awesome to start a race there. But
Okay.
that's where she met my dad, who's originally from Michigan. So my whole life I've been going back and forth between Virginia and Michigan for family. And
Okay.
then when I was looking for graduate school, I applied to mi schools in Michigan, and then I applied to schools in Virginia. And I didn't get into any schools in Michigan, which I'm so thankful for now because it led me to Radford University, where I got my master's. And that's how I landed here in Galax. So I kind of always look at like the terrible or sad or maybe the things we think that were really bad in the moment that happened to us, that we generally find that if we play it out, it works out for us in the long run,
That's awesome.
thankfully.
Yeah. And it sounds like you've made a home. So do you spend a lot of time like running the Virginia Creeper Trail, or are you more getting onto the trail trails?
I do all of it. So I'll go to the Creeper Trail and I'll run there. I run the New River Trail a lot. I like the Iron Mountain Trail over in Damascus as well. I'll run Grayson Highlands. I'll run, there's Stone Mountain here as well. Like there are a lot of options. Pilot Mountain. And then just recently went out and did the Triple Crown over the AT outside of Roanoke, which
I
was
know. I saw
so
your
fun.
pictures. I'm so jealous. I was like, oh man, that looked like a blast. How many of
Yeah.
you went out and did that?
There was four of us did the whole thing, and then a fifth came and met us out there just to do a little short section and just hang out a little bit. But it was self-supported, so we carried most all of our food and then dropped some water at different points.
Okay. That is amazing. So which one did you start with?
Dragon's Tooth.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
So
then we went to Tinker
I,
Cliff.
because I tried to do Dragon's Tooth to, I always forget the Agate.
Mackay.
Yeah, no, I tried to do
Or
Dragon's Tooth to the other one.
Tinker Cliffs.
Yes, and I got so totally lost. It was
Oh,
unbelievable.
yeah. Yeah. Because you have to take the
So,
trail on North Mountain to cross over there.
yeah, and I got so turned around. I probably got about 10, 15 miles in, and I was like, I have no clue where I am. And of course, there's not a lot of cell service there. So,
No, it's
it's
very
like,
secluded over on North Mountain, like
yep.
between Dragon's Tooth and Tinker Cliffs.
Yeah. So I turned around and did Dragon Tooth again, then went to McAfee, and I was like, I really want to do this Triple Crown, but I have no idea how to get there. So I was by
Well, I
myself.
know there's a bunch of people who reached out and like were so sad that they missed out or they forgot about it or they had other plans that weekend or last weekend. So I'll post it again. We'll go again because I
That would be
think,
awesome.
yeah, it's fun. It's a really good time to, especially to go with a group too, like not going out there on your own.
Yeah,
It's just good camaraderie.
it's a long way for me to drive, but I have my van tricked out, so I sleep in my van the night before I set out on adventures like that. So very fun. So tell us a little about now. You're getting ready to run Mountain Masochist, right? The 100 miler.
Oh, I'm doing Massanutten.
Oh, God, Massanutten, that's right. I always get it
Yeah.
messed up. Massanutten. Okay. So you're getting ready to do Massanutten. And is this year gonna be your first time Massanutten?
It is, yeah.
Okay. So what prompted you to jump into Massanutten?
Oh, so when I was planning my race schedule, I'm basically looking at any 100 in May that's going to fit with my schedule. And
Okay.
that was just the one. That was the one. I'm like, well, it looks like a hard one. It's going to get me a lot of great elevation gain. It's going to get me the 100 miles that I need, and it's really good training for that 240 in July.
It's got to be a great training, especially
Exactly.
because, that area of Michigan is not flat. So,
Well, the last year the total elevation gain for the 240 was like 4,000 feet. So
okay.
compared to out here, yeah, that's not. It's
Yeah,
not that
my
much.
Swami's, my total elevation gain, I think, was just a hair under 1,000. So,
Wow.
and that was all bridges. So,
Oh.
so that was Bass Knight Bridge and Jug Handle Bridge twice. And yeah, we talked about going up into Corolla was uphill, but I don't think it was. So, but it was fun. So now you're directing New River Trail is the weekend of April 13th. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And so how is the race filling up? Is it filling up good?
We've surpassed our numbers from last year, which I'm super
That's
excited
awesome.
about. Yeah, we have
That's exciting.
141.
And how many now the it's in the New River Trail State Park, right?
Correct. Yep.
And so how many runners are you permitted to have?
We have there's different types of permits that you can get, and so one of them is there's a limit of 250, but you can go and get another permit that will allow for more. It just depends on if you want to put in the work with all the requirements that to meet that. So it just depends.
Right. And so there's a 25K and a 50K. And is there a shorter one
A
also? I thought I
10K.
saw a 10K. Okay. So now the 50K, what time does it start and cutoffs?
So there's I offer because that's what historically has been offered an early start time. And so that's at 7:10. So either the 25K or the 50K can take the early start option. So that way, if they feel like they're going to need the extra time, that they don't feel rushed, right? Like I don't want
Okay.
people to feel like they can't do it. Because I really look at this race as a, because that's what it was for me, a great race for a first time ultra runner or a first time trail runner. It's like just to kind of dip your toes in it and see. So there is the early start option, and then the 50K starts at 8 a.m. The 25K starts at 9 a.m. and then the 10K starts at 9:30, and then the cutoff for all distances is 3 p.m. Like I
Okay.
want people to succeed, and so I feel like it's a really generous cutoff for all those distances and can really be, I mean I think it just can help people to get the confidence that they need, and that's what you need when you're starting off. You just need to get that one taste of success in doing it. Because that's going to fuel you to keep training, keep going to do it again.
Yeah. I love that you're kind of expanding the cutoffs and everything and being very generous with that because nobody wants a DNF behind their name. And every ultra distance is you've got challenges. So, it's that adversity you got to overcome. So I really think it's awesome that you're expanding that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and two, the people who are really fast, they can go as fast as they want and they can do amazing. And even with this one, so the course is USATF certified for the marathon distance. So someone could theoretically run the 50K and then they get a marathon split with their time with the 50K no matter what. And then the marathon split can then be used to qualify for Boston if
Oh, wow.
they want to do
That's
that.
awesome. That's very cool. Tell us a little bit about the course. What is the course like?
So the total elevation gain for the 50K is 666 feet. So
Okay, so flat.
not
Yeah.
it very flat for the area. It's super flat because the New River Trail used to be a railroad, and so it's been turned into a trail. And so, trains go on pretty flat surfaces, or if
Yep.
they do go a climb, it's very gradual. And so that's what it's like on the on this trail
Oh,
too.
that's
And it
great.
runs along the river of the New, and then it goes along Chestnut Creek too. It's really
Oh,
beautiful.
so
There's
you
a
got
lot
some
of
really neat views and stuff too, especially early spring. That's going to be awesome.
yes,
Wow.
and I love it. There's so many good parts of the trail.
Okay, so this will be your third year directing this.
Second year.
Second. Okay, so this is so last year was your first year. So
It
what was the
was.
first year like for you directing it?
Well, I'm by nature, I love organizing things and creating things and putting things on. So it kind of felt like second nature for me to do this because I had spreadsheets and I had organization and totes and all that. And it was just putting all the pieces together on race day so it unfolded. And everything went great. Like it
That's
was
awesome.
very smooth. And I mean, I've learned some things. Like I'm definitely going to add another water station because I want to make sure, people who are later in the day get extra water closer to the finish line. And then I think there were, oh, I'm going to put glow sticks in the tunnel. There's a little short tunnel. It's like someone had the idea of putting glow sticks in there. I was like, that's
Oh, just
brilliant.
to make
That's
it
so
cool.
awesome.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. And I like to send out a survey afterwards so that people can tell me what they liked and what they didn't like or what I can improve upon because I want to be good at this. I want this to be a good experience for everybody. So I want the feedback.
That's awesome. And it's really well received by the local community.
Yeah, I've reached out to, like, I work a lot with the Freeze Tourism Director down
Okay.
there, and then with the Park Service as well, and then the surrounding areas and businesses in Freeze, I reach out to them to let them know what's going on, or the Grayson County Tourism Director knows about it. Get the word of mouth out there to people who are interested, and they really, really embrace the volunteering. A lot of the locals really enjoyed that and want to do it again this year, who
That's
volunteered
awesome.
last year.
Yeah, the volunteers. I mean, you can't have a ultra running community without the volunteers, can you?
Right. Yeah.
So let's jump back into your running a little bit, because you said something that really intrigues me. So you talked about the Tridge to Bridge, that it's a confidence booster for you. So we've been seeing women do some amazing feats in the last year. You start with Courtney DeWalter and her triple, and then move on to Camille Herron world record, and then of course what everybody's talking about with Jasmine Paris, and finally knocking down that glass ceiling at Barkley Marathons. What do you think is possible for women in the ultra running sport?
I think they're already proving that anything that they can do anything, really. I mean, I feel like we're always going to be pushing the limits. I think that's the nature of humans in general, whether we're males or females. But I honestly think that the more that women can see another woman finish and do those things, the more that everyone's going to be lifted by that tide, so that we will all have more confidence to do harder things and know that we can do it, and not listen to maybe some voices in our culture or from our own past that says that we can't. I really think that we'll see more and more of it, because once you get one person doing it, then we know it's possible.
Right. So, as a counselor, do you think your ultra running experience helps you to connect with people better?
I definitely use a lot of analogies from running in therapy, and vice versa. And I really do find that I'm open about being an ultra runner and being in sports as an adult. And I do find that I find people who need counseling, who are athletes, that are craving kind of that, because they know that I'll understand, like, why they want to be doing those things, and they won't be judged negatively for maybe, so either if it whether it's Spartans or if it's other types of endurance sports. But they tend to find me, which I enjoy working with them too.
That's
So
awesome.
there's a big crossover.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny. You've been around the ultra running community as long as me, because I started running in ultras in 2014 also. And it's really funny how you run into a lot of people that will tell you that running is how they balance themselves mentally. And do you find that that's true in both your profession and ultra running?
So the type of therapist that I am is that I'm an EMDR therapist, which
Oh,
stands
cool.
for
Okay.
eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is all about bilateral stimulation of our body in order to then process traumatic or unpleasant material. And so bilateral stimulation is from one side to the other, which is when we're walking or running, we're using one side of our body to the other side on a rapid succession. So a lot of times I feel like the reason why running is so therapeutic and it helps people's mental health is that they're actually doing self-administered EMDR.
Oh,
They're doing their
wow.
own
I would have
therapy.
never thought of that, because I've been around the EMDR community before, and I'm like, wait a second, you just said that. I was like, that is so true, because it is that back and forth movement and everything. Wow.
So that's why that's my hypothesis of why running is so therapeutic for and good for our mental health. But I'm also very much of an advocate saying, like, yes, running is so good for us and our mental health, and we also need to be in therapy too.
Yeah.
Because we all need
Yeah.
both in this society. We all need both.
Right. And going through, like, obviously you've seen the impact of the COVID shutdowns and everything. Do you feel like there needs to be a reconnection with it's okay to get mental health counseling?
Oh, 100%. And I think I see more and more of the younger generations embracing mental health therapy, which is a really good thing. I think people are being a lot more proactive and they're breaking the stigma so much more than in the past. And I think that's just going to be a continuing trend, honestly. I think the more that we can normalize it and we can talk about it, that you don't have to go to therapy if you have like, you can go to therapy for any reason. You can be going to therapy just because you want to grow professionally or grow personally. You're just noticing some areas where you're like, that doesn't feel quite right. You can go to therapy and like work on that, especially if you can find a therapist who specializes in something in that field of whatever it is your target, it will help you immensely.
Yeah, I've had a couple different guests on the podcast and everything, and we've talked about the whole mental health aspect of ultra running and running in general and everything. But I really like your point that, you know, it's okay to get counseling, you know, because I'll turn 60 this year, and I'm kind of in that generation of, you know, well, if you got counseling, you're weak. And turning to running when I was going through a really rough period of my life taught me that it's okay to say, I'm not perfect, and I'm broken, and it's okay to be broken, and it's okay to say I'm broken, and that I need some help being unbroken in these areas. And so I really like your point about that, because we do need to normalize it.
There definitely is. And I'm very open that, you know, I am in therapy. I have my own EMDR therapist that I see. And I make sure that I tell my clients that, I tell the people that I supervise that I work with that, because I want to normalize it and I want to make sure that people are embracing it and knowing like that is part of my self-care. Like I am an EMDR trauma therapist. I deal with people's trauma every single day. And that over if over the longevity of a career, that will have a huge impact if you don't take care of it. And
That is
so in
awesome.
order for me to be a good therapist, and in order for me to still be a functioning person in society, you know, I take care of my mental health just as well as I do my physical health.
Yeah, that's awesome. So running has really, would you say it's opened up new avenues in your life that you wouldn't have thought possible otherwise?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because I didn't start my own business until 2021.
Oh, wow.
So,
Are you serious?
yeah.
Oh, I
Yeah.
just assumed you've been doing this on your own. Wow. So man, you keep on stepping up and just taking some big steps here in the last couple of years, haven't you?
I have. And I really do think, I mean, COVID definitely gave me that perspective to say, like, in a blink of an eye, in a day, everything in our world can be different. And I want to make sure I still live my life to, I want to live my life to the fullest. I want to do the things that I want to do, and I don't want fear to stop me. And so with 2020 and having that whole COVID experience and then getting deeper into ultras, I feel like that gave me the confidence to then say, like, if I can run, I think 2020 was the first year I did my first 50 miler.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like,
Okay.
and then I did the virtual 100 miler on the New River Trail. So in 2020, I did my first 50 miler, my first 100, which was virtual. And that gave me the confidence to be like, well, if I can do that in the middle of a pandemic, I think I can start my own business. 'Cause I've been in the field for a while and I just was so scared to just take the leap and do it.
That is
But
awesome.
I found the confidence, and now it's just like every single time I'm like, I'm kind of scared to do this next thing, which is big and scary, and maybe I'll fail and I don't know if I can do it,
Right.
but I gotta do it. I gotta try. And every time I do
That
it,
is
I
awesome.
keep making it. So like, there's something to be said of just trying is half the battle.
That is awesome. So, as a mom to a 12 and a 9-year-old, do you think you stepping out and doing the hard things is helping them to see that it's okay to tackle the difficult things?
I think so. I would hope so. I would hope so. And they're both really excited about cross country season coming up.
Okay.
So their dad is also a runner as well. So they are very, they get a lot of role modeling into doing races and to doing running and to doing hard things. And, you know, that I hope that they're getting that from that. Time will tell, but
Right.
they're pretty good kids.
Yeah, it sounds like you and your husband are raising them right and pointing them towards the outdoors and not sitting in front of a video game and everything. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think we both try when we each have time with them, like we try to make the most of it and and get them outdoors, and it is a balance for sure.
Yeah. Your next big race will be Massanutten. And then what's after that? Is Tridge to Bridge the next one after that?
So kind of. So I have my race that I'm
Okay.
directing in
Yep.
April,
That's coming
and then
up April. Yep.
the next weekend I'm running the Blue Ridge Double.
Oh, wow.
That's in
Oh, just
Roanoke.
go ahead and tackle something easy.
Well, I ran it last year and it got canceled halfway through, and
Oh, that's funny.
I was doing so well. I was top three, and then it got canceled. So I was like, I have to do it again this year because I've got to finish it. So that's on my schedule. And then there's a trail half marathon in Roanoke through Mountain Junkies at early May, and then Massanutten 100. And then I'm gonna do a fun non-official adventure sometime in June. It's top secret. And
Okay.
then I'll do Tridge to Bridge in July.
Okay. Awesome. And then do you take August off and then you head to, is it Mamba you're doing in November?
So I haven't finalized my fall schedule yet. I'm on the wait list to do the Nerva Trail Challenge Triathlon in
Oh,
September.
cool.
I'm really excited
Are you going to
if I...
tackle the whole triathlon?
Yes,
You're
that's the
crazy.
plan.
That's
I
awesome.
know, I've never done it before.
That is awesome. That
I
is
might fail
awesome.
miserably.
But you'll have a great time doing it.
Probably.
And is that a whole try or is that a sprint try?
I don't even know what any of that means. I have no
Yeah, I
idea.
don't either. I say it with confidence. I'm like, I think the full try is a marathon. That's the part I know. I don't know how long the bike or the swim is,
I'm
so.
not in the triathlon scene, so I'm not even going to pretend like I
I sounded really good and confident about it, right?
know.
I'm like, I have a friend who keeps trying to talk me into doing a triathlon, and I'm like, Katrina, I love you, but I sink, I don't swim. And that was after spending time in the Navy, so I still don't swim, I sink.
Well,
But yeah, so
thankfully this was a kayak, so there's no swim involved.
that's much better. See, now I could do that because I like boating and kayaking and that would be fun. So, okay.
So hopefully that's September. I probably will sneak something in October. I haven't decided what yet. And then Mamba 100 is in November, and I'm hoping that I'll do Beast of the East 100 in December. So
Oh, that's awesome. That's a tough one. Where's
yeah,
Mamba?
it's in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh my gosh, that would be a fun one.
Yeah, I'm like
And
really
all
excited about
trails
it.
down there, right?
So I can't remember because I've talked a lot about his races out there. He puts on a lot of races, and I don't want to say it wrong. So you need to get him on the podcast so he can talk about it.
Oh, I would
But
love to get him on. Yeah, that would be fun. We would talk for hours. So,
But I know that it's a flat 100, and that there's quite a few people who get some good sub 24 hour
okay.
or 100. So that's really my goal, is to go sub 24. Fingers crossed. I'll just
There
keep
you go.
training. Yeah,
There you go. Yeah, just keep training. Just keep training. Okay, well let's kind of wrap this up. You're going to be on kind of like right that Tuesday, right before your race. And so I wish I could get you on earlier to promote it a little bit more, but we'll start promoting for next year. But just to kind of wrap this up, mom, ultra runner, race director, business owner. Did I miss anything?
I coach.
You coach also? That's awesome.
So I coached my daughter's soccer and basketball teams for rec. And then more recently, I found out that the local high school didn't have a girls' varsity track coach, and they had been advertising since January. And so I reached out to the superintendent, and I was like, if you cannot find anybody else, I'll do it, because I don't want those girls not to have a season. And so,
That's awesome.
guess who's a varsity track coach now?
That is
Who?
awesome,
I
Melissa.
might
Well,
fail.
now, well, how can you fail? You can just go out there and talk to the girls about what you've been doing and just tell them that, there's no such thing as you can't.
That's true. That's very true.
It's,
Thank you.
yeah, you don't, and I think that's the thing that intrigued me from everything is, Melissa, you just have this attitude of, I don't believe the words I can't do this exist in your vocabulary, do they?
I mean, really, like, anything is possible. Like, you don't know unless you try. And so I think it's just you have to get past that fear of uncertainty and the fear of failure, because I think that's where the greatness and the confidence really lies.
And it shows in what you're doing. I don't know if you are even aware of this, but
I don't think I just
it
do it. I
shows.
don't know.
Like when I see your post on social media, I see a very confident woman who is very sure that she is gonna go out and stretch boundaries. That's what I see.
I know that I'm going to try my best, and
Yeah.
that's all I can promise.
And that is awesome. All right, so let's wrap this up. So the name of the podcast is Living an Ultra Life. When you hear that phrase, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Is that you're just living your life to the fullest?
Yeah.
You know, you're making sure that you are living your life the way that you want it to be, filled with things that bring you a lot of joy. And Ultra is one
That's
of those.
perfect. Yeah. I always tell people, we're promised a full life. And to me, that's an ultra life. That's life that's just filled up with all the promises, all the hope, all the dreams, all the, what do you think is possible that, or what do you think is impossible? That's what you should put your mind on and go after that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because
And
you don't want
you're,
to get to the end of your life and be like, well, I wish I would have done this.
yeah.
Like, you might as well just do it and see
Yep.
what happens.
Exactly. I tell people, my life's motto. After I got out of the military and, overcame some, very early struggles in life and everything, I said, you know what? I want to live my life with no regrets. I don't want to look back on my life and go, what if I had done this and what if I had done that? So I always tell people, I'm not going to be retiring wealthy anytime soon, but I've been to 126 different countries. I have lived overseas. I have been blessed to do things that most human beings can only dream of doing. And the only reason is because I said, I don't want to ever live with regrets. And, with my wife, I did the same thing. I said, you know what? What's the one thing that you would regret doing that you would regret if you died today not having done? And she said, living in Wyoming next to my big sister. And so on a whim, I just said, okay, let's quit our jobs here. We're moving to Wyoming, and you're going to live next door to your big sister. So we spent 7 years living in Wyoming so that my wife could live with no regrets.
That's so
And
awesome. That's amazing. That's so supportive.
yeah,
People,
like
men
she's
take
been my best
notes.
friend. She's my best friend since we were in high school. So I think we're going to continue to hang out.
That's awesome. That's so
Yeah.
good.
But the point of that is you talked about it. If you can live your life with going, okay, what could I dream of doing? And then you just set out to go do it. You know what? You may not be successful the first time, but daggone, you're going to get the confidence to go out there and pursue it until you get it done.
That's right. Yeah. You can
Yeah.
get the taste of it. And I love that quote by Theodore Roosevelt, the man in the arena. It's one of my favorites. I always go back to
Yes.
that. So even if you fail while daring greatly.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to end this, Melissa. Thank you
Thank
so much for coming on, Melissa.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love
You
talking
bet.
about this.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're a shining star, and I really admire what you're doing. I don't even think you've touched your potential yet. I think you're doing great things.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so
You
kind.
bet. You bet. And I am going to start promoting New River Trails. And since that is one of my favorite parts of the country, I may just have to come and run it next year.
You should. Yes, that'd be awesome.
You got it. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.